This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Coretta Scott was born on April 27, 1927, in Marion, Alabama. As a child, she spent her early years on a farm owned by her parents, Obie Leonard and Bernice McMurray Scott. In the early 1940s, Coretta Scott's father's trucking business became extremely successful, leading to harassment from local whites. In 1942, a fire was set to the Scott family home, and many suspected white resentment may have been the motivation. Despite the challenges, the family focused on encouraging their children to work hard and receive the highest levels of education. This idea, a young Coretta Scott took to heart as she graduated from Lincoln High School and then attended Antioch College in Ohio, where she received a Bachelor's of Arts in Music and Elementary Education. In 1948, the accomplished vocalist and musician Coretta Scott held her concert debut performing at Second Baptist Church. With a grant from Jesse Smith Noyes Foundation, Coretta Scott enrolled at Boston New England's Conservatory of Music in 1951. While earning a bachelor's in voice and violin, a young Coretta Scott also began dating Martin Luther King Jr., a doctoral candidate at Boston University School of Theology. Despite the objection from his parents, who wanted Martin to marry a woman from his local hometown of Atlanta, Martin and Coretta Scott were married on June 18, 1953. In the mid-1950s, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King moved to Montgomery, Alabama, where Dr. King became pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. Mrs. Coretta Scott King spent most of her early life out of public view, raising their four children. Despite not being in the public, this did not stop the work of Mrs. King in the civil rights movement. She accompanied her husband in 1957 on a trip to Ghana to mark the country's independence, and in 1959, she accompanied Dr. King once again to India, where she led spirituals before her husband spoke to large audiences. In 1960, the family moved to Atlanta, and Mrs. King worked to gain her husband's release from a Georgia prison with the help of presidential candidate, soon to be president, John F. Kennedy. Coretta Scott King would use the 1960s to work in both education as a music teacher at Morris Brown College and in the movement for human rights, as she served as a delegate for the Women's Strike for Peace to the 17-Nation Disarmament Conference in Switzerland in 1962. She would accompany her husband as he would win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, and throughout the civil rights movement, she would work in the arts, hosting freedom concerts and poetry readings. In 1965, shortly before his assassination, Coretta Scott King met with Minister Malcolm X, while Dr. King was in jail after a voting rights demonstration in Selma, Alabama. The following year, Coretta Scott King would continue her work in anti-war movements and took a public stand against Vietnam before Dr. King. After Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in 1968, Coretta Scott King would continue her life teaching others on the philosophy of nonviolence. And in 1969, she published an autobiography titled My Life with Martin Luther King Jr. Throughout the latter half of the 20th century, Mrs. Coretta Scott King dedicated her life to building the Martin Luther King Center for Nonviolent Social Change, later known as the King Center. She would also lend her voice to several human rights campaigns and committed herself to working to the abolishing of the apartheid system. To further speak out against South African apartheid, Mrs. Coretta Scott King would meet with President Ronald Reagan in an effort to urge him to put economic sanctions on South Africa. Mrs. King's work continued as she fought and successfully created the national Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in 1986. Throughout her life, she committed herself to nonviolence, women's rights, and human rights. Sadly, on January 30, 2006, she would pass away. Mrs. King's life is a reminder that service to all people is a lifelong commitment, and we celebrate her life and legacy today on Reflections in Black.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio, 91.3 FM in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments of the program on Ozarks at Large, or you can hear past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.